Sick and dying songbirds are being reported across the country, including in almost all counties of Pennsylvania. Because of the mysterious illness, wildlife officials are asking people to take down bird feeders and remove bird baths. For the Allegheny Front, Andy Kubis has more.
Cindy Fink's yard in Moon Township, just north of Pittsburgh, is small, but she gets a lot of bird visitors, attracted by the buffet of choices she provides.
Sunflower seed, and then I have a bird bath. I feed them nuts and some suet. I have a couple bird houses. This year I had a chickadee nest in one of the houses, which was really fun to watch.
This is the part of the story where you'd normally hear the sound of birds from Fink's yard, but not this time. That's because she's taken all of her feeders down and emptied the bird bath after seeing an alert on Facebook.
When I first saw it, I said, oh, that's silly. My birds are fine. But then I kept seeing it in more places and the game commission and all over the place. I said, I better stop because I don't want them to get any sicker than they may already be.
In late May, wildlife managers across the Mid-Atlantic began receiving reports of sick or dead songbirds, mainly blue jays, starlings, and grackles, but also robins, cardinals, and others. The hope is that removing feeders will prevent birds from gathering and possibly spreading disease. A couple weeks ago, before she took her feeders down, Fink found a dead bird in her yard.
I was walking out to my mailbox, and there's always robins out in my yard, and there's one just belly up in the middle of the lawn. You know, if he had gotten hit by a car or something, I think he would have looked mangled, but he was just looked otherwise normal, but dead. And I thought that was really strange.
Rachel Handel of the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania says people should be on the lookout for certain signs of disease, like crusty eyes.
The birds who are showing symptoms of the illness have conjunctivitis or neurological problems, so they perhaps seem disoriented.
Handel says people should avoid handling any dead birds they find and keep pets away. The cause is still not known.
Because there are so many variables involved, getting to that root cause right now just has not happened.
Researchers across the country are trying to figure out what's going on, and they need the public's help. The Wildlife Futures Program at the University of Pennsylvania's School of Veterinary Medicine is helping track the numbers with an online form. As of Tuesday, they've received more than 1,000 reports. Most were from Pennsylvania.
Our lab has received cases working in collaboration with the Pennsylvania Game Commission. It appears to be widespread throughout the Commonwealth.
That's Dr. Scott Weber with the Wildlife Futures Program. His lab has been conducting bird autopsies and a variety of testing to try to solve the mystery.
So that testing has included looking at for different toxins, looking for different bacterial diseases, different viral diseases. We also looking for parasites. We look at all the tissues of these dead birds, and we do that grossly and also under a microscope to see if we can see any evidence of a pathogen or other type of disease.
So why is it so hard to figure out the cause of this? Weber says it's just a matter of finding the pathogen.
Especially if it's a new emerging disease where the pathogen hasn't been identified before. We want to make sure that any pathogens we do find are consistent with a lot of the cases that are being submitted.
So far, researchers have ruled out some known bird pathogens like salmonella, avian influenza virus, and the West Nile virus. One theory out there is that it has something to do with the brood 10 cicadas that emerged this spring.
With the cicadas, I know we have looked at, for instance, a toxin that was infecting the cicadas. I believe that they haven't found that toxin in these birds. The other thing is that we're looking at some of the pesticides used to control cicadas. For that theory, it's not necessarily a dead end. It provides some information and it provides some direction in some cases. But so far, the evidence hasn't pointed to that as a cause for us.
Weber says that unknown disease outbreaks like this occur regularly. Just this past winter, songbird deaths were linked to a salmonella outbreak. And while there's cause for alarm, he feels confident researchers will be able to figure out why the birds are dying. In the meantime, Weber says people don't have to worry about the birds having enough to eat without the backyard feeders.
There's ample food out there for them at this point in time, so they shouldn't have any problems.
Not having them around is very strange.
Again, backyard bird feeder Cindy Fink.
I work from home now, so I'm home all day, so it gives me a little something to look at when I'm taking a break from the computer, and there's nothing to look at anymore. And I think the cats are a little sad, too.
Fink says she just hopes they figure out what's going on soon so she can start feeding her birds again. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Kubis.
A link to the bird mortality form is on our website, alleghenyfront.org. And there you'll find other measures the public can take until more is known about this.